Jane, let's go through your question and then we can get to Doug. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, several weeks ago I'd called about my granddaughter who was having ongoing periods. She's only 11. She just started earlier this spring. Well, she ended up, you had suggested vitamin A, and before we could even get that, she ended up in the hospital because her blood count was so low and she ended
up
with three transfusions. Anyway, she's doing much better now and has had one normal period. She's, of course, on birth control, which I'm concerned about.
Oops, but, yes.
I wondered how much of the vitamin A can I suggest for my daughter to give her? And I take vitamin A sublingually. Is that the way you take that?
Those are the drops from a company called Biotics Research, for whom
I
do not work. Yeah, they work the best.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, unless this child, and I doubt she is planning to get pregnant, it is perfectly safe for her to take 50,000 units a day. That sounds like a lot, but toxic, even at her age, is in the hundreds of thousands, ma'am. And the other thing is our bodies will give us a signal if we're taking too much vitamin A. We'll start getting headaches because it raises the intracranial pressure on the spinal fluid. So if we can take 50,000 units and not get a headache, that gets a woman's estrogens up to where they belong. And birth control pills are a very, very bad idea for children that age. There's so many reasons I won't go into right now.
Right, and I was very concerned about that. So would she take it all at once?
Just 50,000 units a day, ma'am.
Okay.
Which is four drops.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am.